Rough Riders Baseball.
If we wait just a little bit, it might make my day. To be with you, my lady, I just have to say, I've been thinking lately of you. Oh, and I tell you, well, there's a song to tell you. Give me a kiss, I held you.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Time.
minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My neti bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed. From misdemeanors, dreamer, hellback, sex, Loki still a dinner. And I still shake a boat squat. Ram for my broke got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broke is gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict watch the avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome from Little Rock, Arkansas at Dickie Stevens Park, home of the Arkansas Travelers, the Mariners affiliate. It's game one of this six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Travelers. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. We've got a lot of fun stuff going on this week. It all starts tonight with a double-A debut from the home pitcher and Brandon Garcia, making his double-A debut after recording a 6-0 record with a 1.84 ERA at high A, racking up 85 strikeouts across 68 and a third innings pitched, just 14 earned runs across that span, and only one homer. He's been excellent. The 24-year-old from Newport, Rhode Island, played the back end of his college career at Texas A&M and has been really, really good, making his double-A debut tonight against the Rough Riders. Josh Steven, the Rangers' number 17 prospect, gets the ball for the Riders. He's 2-4 with a 4.81 ERA on the season, making his 11th start tonight. He's racked up 44 strikeouts across 48 and two-thirds innings of work, and he has been really good as of late. But he gets the ball for the Riders, and then on the other side, as we mentioned, Brandon Garcia comes at you with a fastball, slider, sweeper, changeup mix. Josh Steven has really improved the slider. It's been his best pitch over the last couple of weeks, and it's been the pitch that everyone says is the pitch to watch out for if you're facing Josh Steven. But early in the year, had some struggles in terms of finding that slider, but it seems to have come back to him. He's been really, really good as of late. And his last time out, he went six strong innings, giving up two earned runs. That was back home last week against Corpus Christi, a series in which the Riders won four out of six games. Both of these teams tonight coming in with a 4-2 record in the second half. A lot of fun stuff planned. We'll go ahead and step aside on the Riders Baseball Network here on the pregame show. When we come back, our own Zach Bigley caught up with Rough Riders starting pitcher tomorrow, Ryan Garcia. That's part one of a two-part interview.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We welcome you into Arkansas. We're pregame before game one of this series with the Travelers. We're joined by Ryan Garcia, Rough Riders pitcher. We'll start with you and how you've been throwing lately, back-to-back quality starts for you now. How have you been feeling right now on the mound?
Yeah, feeling pretty good. You know, the name of the game has been giving our team a chance to win, and so that's just been my main priority, you know, going throughout these past couple starts, even 5-6 weeks back now. It's been the main priority. I've been trying to touch the mound as much as possible in the non-start days. So just even if it's 5 to 10 pitches off the mound, it's just been something I've been going to during practice.
When did that start, and what was the reason you wanted to do that?
Yeah, I think just I found myself at the beginning of season just being a little uncomfortable with certain pitches, and the easy answer was just to throw those pitches a little more, and then we were throwing them off the mound. or at the time it was only during the games I was able to throw them. So we were like, you know, the easy fix is just to throw them more during practice. And so that's what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm. The changeup has been a big pitch for you. Was one of those pitches getting more comfortable, the changeup pitching off the mound?
Yeah, so the changeup was something I really didn't have last year. It was there, but the production wasn't obviously as good as it is now. And we kind of found a reason why is to that, and then that's just the differential in speed. And then being able to throw off the mound with that pitch during practices and stuff, we've kind of figured out like some cues here and there to keep it consistent, and that it's been the last couple of starts. And so we've been able to go to that pretty frequently, and it's been successful.
John Goble loves to preach righty-righty changeups, and it seems like a lot of you guys like to go to the righty-righty. How comfortable do you feel throwing that down and into righties?
Yeah, pretty comfortable. There's some pride that goes into that. For some reason, it's not something that a lot of orgs teach. And if you ask any of our hitters here, and what's the hardest pitch to hit, and they'll say changeup. And so why not just work on that pitch as much as possible?
This being your second year with John Goble, as we're joined by Ryan Garcia, Rough Riders pitcher, how is that relationship kind of progressed over the last couple of seasons with him as a pitching coach and as someone you can go to during tough times?
For sure. The relationship I have with him is pretty second to none. He's a friend on the field as well as off the field. We can chat pretty much about anything. Frequent Instagram DMs here and there too. It's just if that says anything about our friendship. So yeah, he's been great as not only a friend, but he's a great coach as well. So he's got a lot of knowledge packed in his head, and he's fun to talk baseball with.
I think something that he has done so well is the scouting reports that he does and working with both the catchers and the pitchers. How important is that to make sure that both the catcher and the pitcher are on the same page with the game plan?
Yeah, super important. With the amount of information we have online and with True Media, our data that we have on other teams, we have so much information that there's really no excuse not to know everything there is to know about the other hitters. And so we take pride in that as well. There's a good custom page that he has that we go to that shows heat maps and whatnot. And so we have a good time going, even during the games, just looking at all that data and going over hitters.
All right, Ryan Garcia, Rough Riders pitcher. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back at Dickie Stevens Ballpark here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. We'll go ahead and get you those starting lineups for game one of this three-game set here, but the Riders come back for three more games back at Riders Field against these same Mariners-affiliated Travelers. First for the visiting team, the Frisco Rough Riders. They'll line up under Carlos Cardoza as follows. The left fielder Kellen Strom will lead things off, followed by the right fielder Alejandro Osuna. Maximo Acosta slides into the three spot in this order. He will play shortstop. The second baseman Cody Freeman bats fourth, followed by the third baseman Caber Rodriguez. Josh Hatcher will bat sixth. He'll be the designated hitter tonight. Abimelech Ortiz will man the one bag over at first and bat seventh. Cooper Johnson against the left-hander will do the catching and bat eighth. And rounding out the order for the Riders is the center fielder Daniel Mateo. So again for the Riders, it is Strom, Osuna, Acosta, Freeman, Rodriguez, Hatcher, Ortiz, Johnson, and Mateo. On the other side, for the home team on the scoreboard, the Arkansas Travelers, the Mariners' AA affiliate. They will line up under manager Christian Colon as follows. The third baseman, Ben Williamson, will lead off, followed by the top prospect in the Mariners organization, the shortstop, Cole Young. Alberto Rodriguez is the right fielder and bats third, followed by Hogan Windisch in the cleanup spot. He's the designated hitter tonight. Brock Rodden will play second base and bat fifth, followed by Victor Labrada, the left fielder, bats sixth. Batting seventh is Ben Ramirez, the first baseman. Jake Anchia does the catching tonight for the left-hander on the hill, Brandon Garcia. And rounding things out for the Travelers is the center fielder, Caden Polkovich. So again, for the Travelers, Williamson, Young, Rodriguez, Windisch, Rodden, Labrada, Ramirez, Anchia, and Polkovich. Should be a lot of fun. Three games here in Little Rock, Arkansas before the Riders return home to face this same exact Travelers team back at Riders Field for the 4th, 5th, and 6th of July. A lot of fun things going on. A week full of fireworks, not only here in Arkansas, but back in Frisco when the Riders come back. I mentioned both of these teams coming in with a 4-2 record in the second half. Both teams winning that opening series. Overall on the year, the Riders have been just a bit better than Arkansas. 48-27 is Frisco, and for the Travelers, it is 40-34 on the year. For game number 76, June is behind us, and Zach, it feels crazy to be able to say that June is already come and gone. We're at July 1st now, 75 games completed. What have you seen from this Rough Riders rotation, specifically tonight coming out of the starter in Josh Steven?
Yeah, I think this rotation and at the bullpen have been the magical part of this team in the first half, and obviously a big reason why the Rough Riders won in the first half of play. And so if you look at, you know, kind of what this means here in the second half, there's a lot of people, I'm sure, who think that it doesn't mean a whole lot to play games in the second half after already winning in the first half for the Rough Riders. But there's a lot to prove still for this Rough Riders team. You want to be able to play well throughout the second half so you go into the playoffs hot. And Josh Steven, you know, I think that this is a really big start for him because this is the same ballpark that he came to begin the season and really struggled, where he didn't have his pitch mix, his slider wasn't very good, and he walked four batters and gave up three runs in just over an inning. I think it's going to be a good opportunity for him to come back against a lineup that's still pretty similar to the team that he played last and have a good outing.
Yeah, certainly so, and you brought it up, but that slider has come along now for Steve, and that's a pitch that he prides himself on, but it wasn't there early in the year. He's since found it. He's settled into a solid groove. We'll see what he has tonight. As we step aside for the national anthem, we'll come back on the Riders Baseball Network, and Zach Bigley will rejoin us for first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7:05 p.m. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
And he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Goal!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Good evening and welcome to North Little Rock, Arkansas, on the bank of the Arkansas River. It's the beginning of a six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. Hello from Dickey Stevens Park. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. The Rough Riders face their first North Division opponent since their last time here to Dickey Stevens Park in mid-April. And the Riders look to keep going what has been a very strong start to the second half, taking 4 of 6 from Corpus Christi last week. Kellen Strom is ready to go from the right side, and we are ready for baseball from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Brandon Garcia making his AA debut. The 24-year-old left-hander deals in the first pitch, and it's just inside. 1-0. We are underway officially at 6:38 p.m., just 3 minutes tardy on what is a perfect night for baseball. Garcia winds and fires, and he fits it down and in. It's 2-0. To begin things tonight, Strom hitting .276 with 5 homers and 25 runs batted in. As Garcia looks over the top of his glove, he peels back and fires. And that one misses inside. 3-0. On Strom. It's 87 degrees with our first pitch temperature. Feels like a 92 with 55% humidity, sun shining up above, and 7-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from left. 3-0. Strom watches away for ball 4. And the first 4 pitches for Garcia in his AA debut all miss. And the Rough Riders have their leadoff man aboard. Walks were not a huge problem for him at the high A level with Everett. He walked 26 over 68 in a third innings. He is a phenomenal strikeout pitcher, and he was phenomenal about just about everything. At the high A level with Everett, he went 6-0 with a 1.84 ERA. The pitch. Osuna takes one right down the middle for a strike. It's 0-1. In 14 games, 12 starts, 68 in a third innings, 85 strikeouts. He finished second in the Northwest League in strikeout rate. And he deals in the 0-1, a swing and a foul back in Anchia's glove. It's 0-2. He was all over the Northwest League leaderboard, second in ERA, second in strikeout rate, third in ground ball rate at 60%. Ton of ground balls for him. He readies from the stretch, and the 0-2, that one misses way outside on a sweeper, and it's 1-2. He goes with a 4-pitch mix, fastball, slider, sweeper, and change. Strom takes his lead from first. Here's the stretch by the left-hander. Peering over at him, he deals. A check swing on a pitch off the outside corner. He did not go. 2-2 on Osuna. He's playing in his third game at the AA level. He's 3 for his first 9 with 2 doubles, and both of those doubles have come in the first inning. Left on left, Garcia readies. He brings it. Swing and a miss. Got him up and in for strike 3. So Osuna down on strikes, 1 away, and here's Max Acosta in this top of the first inning. Garcia works with his defense behind him. It's Victor Labrada out in left field. Kaden Polkovich in center. Alberto Rodriguez in right. Ben Williamson is the third baseman today. Cole Young at short. Brock Rodden is at second base. And Ben Ramirez at first for Jake Anchia doing the catching
And Garcia gets his sign. He deals home. Acosta swings, lines it to short. Young makes the catch. No throw to first. A hot shot right at Young. One step to his left. He speared it just up and away from his ball cap to his left-hand side. Acosta, the most aggressive hitter on the first pitch in this Rough Riders lineup. And swinging there, hitting it hard, but he is out number two here in this first inning. Nothing-nothing our score. Here's Cody Freeman, riding a nine-game hitting streak coming into this game, hitting over 300. He had a two-hit game yesterday. And yes, we are saying yesterday. We're playing on Monday, the pitch. That's a strike on the lower edge inside corner with a fastball. It's 0-1. Kind of odd to be playing on a Monday, but here we are on July 1st. Happy July. As Luke mentioned during the pregame show, we have kind of a special scheduling due to the 4th. 0-1. That's off the outside corner away. It's one ball and one strike. Across all minor league baseball, every team gets either the 3rd of July or the 4th of July at home. So because of that, the Riders will have 4th of July at home after playing the 3rd here. It's like the good old days where you travel and play the same day. The pitch is up and in. Runner goes. Throw down to second. Not in time. Skips into center. Strom slid in head first. He's up heading to third, and he's in there standing. Well, the Rough Riders with a runner at third now and two down. Kellen Strom now 15 for 16 in stolen bases and an error on Anchia on a throw that was up to the first base side of the second base bag. A runner at third, two down, one ball and two strikes, the count on Freeman. Garcia peering in for his sign. He's got it. And the left-hander from the belt, he pitches. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Young to his left, the shortstop, vacuums it in, throws sidearm onto first and retires Freeman. And the Rough Riders turned away in the first. No runs on no hits, an error and a man left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's the Rough Riders nothing, and Josh Steven on the mound. We return with Arkansas coming to the plate on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We go to the bottom of the first inning from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. It's the Riders nothing, and the Travelers coming to the plate against Josh Steven. Ben Williamson leads it off, the third baseman. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher, and Steven offers. It's right down the middle for a strike, 0-1. On Williamson, who's playing in his 36th game with the Travelers. One of the new names on this roster. The 0-1. That just dips low of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. New from when the Rough Riders last saw the Travs back in April. Steven hoping for a much better start against Arkansas than he had his first go-around. The pitch. That's low again, and it's two balls and one strike. The right-hander stands 6'3", 185 pounds, a native of DeSoto, Texas, grew up in Grand Prairie. His first start of the season came here at Dickey Stevens Park, and he rocks back in the 2-1.
He fits a breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike. There's the slider. 2-2. Steven picked up the loss, giving up three runs on three hits over an inning and a third. 2-2. Swinging a foul back on the ground behind home, and it's two balls and two strikes still. The tough thing was he didn't strike out a batter and walked four, and he was coming a little bit late out of spring training because of a back injury, the same back injury that was hurting him at the end of last season when he only made one start with the Rough Riders. Pitch home. Fly ball hit well into right center field. A long run for Mateo, and he runs out of room. It hits off the warning track and bounces up over the short wall for a ground rule double. Mateo went a long way into the right center field alley. Osuna there as well, and it just split them. Bounced on the warning track. It's a hard warning track, and you'll see a lot of ground rule doubles over that 4.5-foot wall out in right center field, and that one bounced over it for a ground rule double.
And Zach, that one might have saved the Rough Riders a 90 feet difference there, because he was running around second base right about to touch the bag the moment the ball popped over. He was looking for three, and Williamson settles for a double.
So he's at second for Cole Young now, and the first pitch is right down the heart of the plate. A strike. It's 0-1 on Young. He was the number one prospect in the Mariners organization and one of the guys who the Rough Riders saw plenty of the last time they visited Dickey Stevens Park. Young struggled in the series, hitting just 190 in five of the six games. The pitch. He lines it down the left side, and it's foul. 0-2. You'll see a lot of that from Young. Likes to go to the opposite way. 13 doubles on the year. Second to only Hogan Windisch on this team. Last time they were here, the Rough Riders lost 4 of 6 to Arkansas, one of just two series losses on the season. The other one was to Midland 2 weeks ago. Steven ahead 0-2, he deals. Swing and a miss, got him. Went with the slider at the bottom of the zone. He strikes out Young on three pitches. One away. Alberto Rodriguez now, the number 22 prospect in the Mariners organization. Left-handed batter. Pull side shift on both the infield and the outfield for the Rough Riders defensively. Here's the stretch from Steven, and he offers home to Rodriguez. On the outside corner, cutter for a strike. 0-1. Last time the Rough Riders saw Rodriguez, he played in just one game, going 0-for-3 with a walk in that game. On the season, hitting at .234. This is an Arkansas offense that has really struggled this year. Throw back to second, and not in time on the swipe tag from Acosta. Still 0-1 on Rodriguez. With one down, runner at second, no score, bottom one. Arkansas in the month of June went just 13-14, and they were last in a ton of offensive categories in the Texas League. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Burn the heater right by him. It's 0-2. They were last in batting average, OPS, slugging, hits, and runs per game. They averaged just 3.4 runs a game in June. Rough Riders were 7th. For comparison, they averaged 4.3 runs a game. But the Rough Riders had the best pitching in the league as well. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. Got him swinging. Now with the changeup below the zone, and Josh Steven has back-to-back strikeouts on six pitches nonetheless. Here's Hogan Windisch, the designated hitter. Nothing-nothing our score, bottom of the first inning. Williamson at second after doubling to begin the inning. Sean Sparling is our crew chief behind the plate today. Nate Diedrich down the first baseline. Trevor Matthews, our third base umpire. First pitch home to Windisch. Low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Windisch made history last week on Tuesday with a 4-home-run game. He also had 9 RBIs in that game and a 9-run win for the Travelers. Here's the stretch. Look back to second. 1-0. That one dips low of the zone in the change, and it's two balls and no strikes. Monster day by Windish. Ended up winning Texas League Player of the Week because of it. Even though he hit just 308, he only drove in two other runs throughout the week. Here's the stretch and the 2-0. There's a slider for a strike in the outside corner, and it's 2-1. That's what happens if you have that kind of historic game. You're going to win that award no matter what you did the rest of the week. It was the 112th career four-homer game in minor league baseball, and that may not sound like a lot, but that's dating all the way back to 1889. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. It's two balls and two strikes. And remember, you think about records in Major League Baseball, and that's with 30 teams. In minor league baseball, there's 120 teams this year, but there have been as many as in the 180s throughout minor league history. There have been a ton of games played. 2-2 pitch. Low and away, missing with the slider. It's three balls and two strikes now on Windish with two outs and a runner at second. Second player in Trav's history to have a four-homer game, joining Tyrone Horn, who did it back in 1998. Just an incredible day for him in Springfield. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball elevated. Josh Steven allows a double, then strikes out the side. And it's no runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on for Arkansas in the first. We're scoreless to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're at the top of the second inning. Rough Riders and Travelers no score. Riders with their second and final visit out here to Dickey Stevens Park of the season. Rough Riders playing a North Division opponent for the first time since they last visited here in April. It's been all South Division opponents, so it'll be nice to see some more friends up in the North in the second half. Such a beautiful setting here in North Little Rock. First pitch to Caber Rodriguez from Garcia is over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. If you look to our right, just a little bit out of view, beyond the right field wall, here's the 0-1. It's just low, and it's one ball and one strike. It's the Arkansas River. There's a little bit of a hill beyond right field, so you just can't see the water, and it'd be impossible to hit a home run there. It's a little bit too far away. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez swings over the top of a breaking ball down and in, and it's one ball and two strikes. The Broadway Bridge is just off to our right as well. That helps you roll from North Little Rock into downtown Little Rock. That's what we took on our way to get here to the ballpark. Here's the wind back in the 1-2. That's low and outside. We're even at two balls and two strikes to start the second in a scoreless game. Garcia working from the third base side of the rubber. He peels and fires. Down and in. Rodriguez jumps over the top of it. It's three balls and two strikes. The Travelers won their first series of the second half 4-2 over Springfield last week. They outscored them by 11 runs in the 6 games. Here's the wind back of the pitch.
That's over the heart of the plate, strike three, and Rodriguez knew it. Second career double-A strikeout for Garcia. And here's the designated hitter, Josh Hatcher, left-hander against left-hander, going to score this second. We mentioned that Arkansas has really struggled on the offensive side this year. They didn't in that series. They averaged over 6 runs a game. First pitch. Outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1 to Hatcher. And over 800 OPS for Arkansas. Garcia looks over his glove in the 0-1. That's a strike in the outside corner. It's 0-2. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we continue to go in this series. But one of the reasons why they really struggle on offense is because of this ballpark. The 0-2. Check swing foul back behind home. And squibbing up the first baseline. And still no balls and 2 strikes. So Brandon Garcia, I'm sure, is very happy to be pitching here in this pitcher's haven. He wiggles side to side as he gets his sign, and now the 0-2. Swing and a miss and a nasty sweeper off the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Garcia here in the second inning. And that brings Abimelech Ortiz to the plate.
The first baseman, number 16, Abimelech Ortiz.
Garcia missed on his first 4 offerings of the game, and ever since then has sat down 5 straight. To Ortiz, left-handed batter, Garcia looks over the top of his glove in the pitch. Inside, 1-0. Garcia has made a habit out of going deep in ball games this year. He's gone 6 innings in 3 of his last, or in 3 straight, I should say, in 4 of his last 5. He pitches, swinging a broken bat flare up the middle. The second baseman, Rodden, dives to his right and makes the catch. And the barrel of the bat nearly hit him in the process. Great play by Rodden, the second baseman, and the side is retired here in the second. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Riders go quietly. Bottom of the second next. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the second inning, Brock Rodden starts it off. Rodden to be followed by Victor Labrada and Ben Ramirez. Steven struck out the side after surrendering a double in the first inning. And he brings home the first pitch. It's on the upper edge outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Rodden playing in just his 6th game with the Travelers. It's 4 for his first 17. The pitch. That's outside, 1-1. But 2 of those 4 hits have been for extra bases. Former Wichita State Shocker. Riders infield to pole in the 1-1. Up and away to the left-handed batter. 2 balls and 1 strike. We talked a little bit about how this offense had really been struggling for Arkansas. Last in a bunch of categories in June. The pitch is a swing and a miss and a good changeup below the zone. It's 2-2. Well, Arkansas has a really tough time scoring, especially here at home, and especially when it comes to the power. This is one of the toughest ballparks in the league to hit a homer in.
Down the lines, it can be a little bit more hitter-friendly, but anything outside of that is very pitcher-friendly. 2-2. Chopper foul down the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Dickie Stevens Park this year has seen the second fewest home runs this season. Only 35 homers have been hit here in 38 games combined between both the home and away teams. 2-2. Just off the plate away, and it's three balls and two strikes on Rodden. The San Antonio's Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium is the only ballpark in the Texas League that has allowed fewer home runs than Dickie Stevens Park. 3-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still three balls and two strikes. 31 home runs in San Antonio, as opposed to the 35 here. I'm sure you can guess which ballpark has allowed the most home runs this season, and it's Amarillo. The most hitter-friendly park in the league, 81 home runs. The pitch. There's a fly ball into shallow left center field. Strom cutting over with the sun glinting off his glasses, and he reaches up to make the catch. Fly ball out to left field for the first out in the second. No score for Victor Labrada. The Cuban playing in his sixth game as well here at the AA level. Spent the last 4 years at High A Everett, finally coming up here to AA. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a good slider down and in. It's 0-1. His strikeout rate at the High A level was the lowest of his career. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup off the outside corner. And it's 0-2. Striking out at just 18%. Very good mark for Labrada. And he rode that to some of his best numbers offensively in his career. 0-2 is down and in. One ball and two strikes. Steven wastes no time once he gets the ball back. He's ready to go. The 1-2 is swinging a high chopper to third. Rodriguez comes up, picks, tosses onto first, and gets him. Two outs. A high hop for Rodriguez to work with. Ben Ramirez now. A little bit of a different look defensively for the Rough Riders than we've seen so far this season, with Rodriguez playing at third base and Cody Freeman making his first start of the season at second base. Here's the wind and the first pitch to the left-handed batting Ramirez. Foul back off Johnson's glove. It's 0-1. Freeman has been the everyday third baseman for the Rough Riders this season. But not today. He's playing at second base. Offering in. It's up and outside. One ball and one strike. Freeman has played second base in his career before, most recently last year, playing four games there defensively. But it's been a while for him. One ball, one strike pitch. That's up and away, and it's two balls and one strike. We'll see how he does at second base. So more than likely have a lot of success over there. Very good defender. Probably the most difficult thing will be turning double plays. 2-1. Chopper foul to the right side. It's two balls and two strikes. A lot of people say third base may be the easiest position in the infield because it's mostly reactionary because you're playing so close. Where at second base and shortstop, you have a lot more time for the ball to take bad hops. 2-2 outside. Three balls, two strikes. We play in the bottom of the second, 0-0 our score. Steven has his sign. And he rocks it home. Slider outside corner, got him looking. Fourth strikeout for Josh Steven. It's a 1-2-3 second. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We move to the top of the third inning next. When we come back, it's Luke Bailey on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy.
Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stars and Stripes Weekend, presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics, opens up on the 4th of July. So make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Traveler. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her parents paid
it. The show was fun. Back at Dickie Stevens Ballpark, alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley, and it's Cooper Johnson to get things going in this top of the third, a scoreless ball game. First offering to Johnson, runs a bit downstairs. Ball one. Cooper Johnson doing the catching tonight for Josh Steven on the hill. And with a lefty on the mound as the pitch misses well inside, Johnson had to dance out of the way of it. Two balls and no strikes. But Johnson has seen left-handed pitching really, really well. Four of his six homers on the year against lefties as he waves and misses for strike one. Slight pull side shift on the left side of the infield for Johnson, a right-hander. Pitch, he smacks it the other way down the right field line and twisting foul, well out of play. Nothing more than a long strike for Brandon Garcia. Garcia pitched only out of the pen last year. His longest outing was two innings, and he only did it one time. Lefty rocks and delivers, swinging a hard hit ground ball way out in front of it into the Riders dugout on the third base side. Count remains two balls and two strikes. Mentioned Garcia making his double A debut. Left-hander rocks and fires and missed outside with the sweeper. Full count, the Riders catcher. Left-hander working from the windup. He rocks. Here's the pitch. Johnson started his swing and went around, but the ball got away from Anchia. He delivers a strike down to first, and Johnson is out. Make it four strikeouts for Garcia in his double-A debut. But for Brandon Garcia, mentioned worked only out of the pen last year and didn't really have to go too long in ball games, going two innings just once. Back at the beginning of this month in High A Everett, he sent a career high with six innings pitched as Mateo squares the bunt, pulls back, and it just misses below the zone. And ever since that six-inning outing on June 2nd, three out of his last four starts have gone at least six innings as this one popped up and working its way into the seats off to the right side behind the Travelers' dugout. Mateo at the bottom of the car. Kellen Strom, the lone base runner to this point against Garcia, stands on deck. The pitch. This one hit hard right side. Rodden, the second baseman, to his left. Collects and throws a sidearm strike over to first base. Ramirez there to haul in the second out of the frame. Ever since Kellen Strom worked the leadoff walk, everyone else has been sent packing back to the dugout against Garcia. It's a guy that has really good stuff from the left side. 6'4" frame, a lefty. Four pitch mix. The first offering to Strom. Runs a bit inside with a fastball.
And that four-pitch mix of fastball, slider, sweeper, changeup has played really well this year, especially at the high level. Offering home, just misses upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Garcia enters tonight 6-0 on the year. All those games with high Everett. And just a 1.84 ERA. The pitch just missed. And Strom has now seen seven pitches, all of them balls. The 3-0 to Strom. And that runs down and away. Strom reaches for the second time against Garcia via the free pass. And the Riders have one aboard for Alejandro Osuna with two gone in the frame. Alejandro Osuna struck out his first time up against Garcia. Now 8 for 15 over his last four games. Lefty rocks and fires, and Osuna swings and hits the tapper in front of the plate, and Chia all over it from behind the dish, and fires on to first, inning over. So the Riders go quietly, but they do get a base runner. And Kellen Strom via the walk for the second time. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and one stranded for the Riders in the top of the third. We go to the bottom of the third on the Riders Baseball Network, 0-0 our score.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Steven on the hill for his third frame of work. Zeros across the board in the run column. Just one hit in this contest. It belonged to leadoff man Ben Williamson on the first batter of the game against Josh Steven. Jake Anchia at the eighth spot in the order digs in from the right side. Steven rocks and delivers and just misses downstairs. Anchia hitting just 197 on the year with four homers. But he's seen a surge in power as of late. Pitch home. Called a strike. Just fitted at the top of the zone. 12 of his last 18 hits have been for extra bases, including four homers, all four on the year, and eight doubles. Steven rocks and delivers, and this one hit hard into left center field, hanging up for Mateo, who ranges over from center to make the grab, one away. Now the bottom of the card, the last man to face Josh Steven for the first time today, Caden Polkovich. Caden Polkovich coming off a 3-for-9 series, where he picked up A couple of extra base hits. The first offering to the left-hander is called a strike at the top of the zone. Had a double and a triple in that last series. The pitch home. Misses up and away. Ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting center fielder today. Right-hander kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss on a good-looking slider. And then two strikes. Polkovich over his last eight games is hitting well above 300. And he fouls one back into Johnson Smith. Make it five strikeouts for Josh Steven. And a quick pair of outs to open the bottom of the third. Top of the card, second time through against the Rough Riders right-hander. Ben Williamson doubled his last time. And Williamson's coming off of a pretty solid week in which he was tied for fourth in the Texas League with eight hits. First offering from Steven runs a bit outside. Williamson able to hold back the swing. Right-hander kicks and fires. Here's a soft roller up the middle. Freeman, the second baseman, charges and delivers a strike to Ortiz in time. A quick 1-2-3 frame for Josh Steven. And the Travelers go quietly. We head to the top of the fourth, locked at zero on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maxi Macosa, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Maximo Acosta brings us back. He also opens the top of the fourth inning, leading off for the Riders. Acosta lined out to shortstop his first time up, right at Cole Young. Left-hander kicks and fires and just fits a fastball on the outer edge, called strike one. Max Acosta batting from the right side, back at shortstop here tonight. The offering home, that time on the inner edge, called a strike. 0-2. Acosta coming off an 0-for-3 day yesterday. Two of his last three hits have been homers. Seen a power surge from Acosta as of late. The pitch home. He taps it left side. Foul. Count remains nothing and two. And for Max Acosta, seven of his last eight games with a hit, he's also picked up an RBI. Pitch home. And he got him looking. Much of the slider caught the bottom of the zone. And there's one away in the fourth. Fifth strikeout for Brandon Garcia. Garcia has had 10 or more strikeouts on three occasions this year, with his high being 12.
obviously making his Double-A debut tonight. As Freeman digs in, and the first pitch, fastball called a strike. What a month it was for Garcia. Made five starts, 3-0 record as he delivers, and Freeman waves and misses. He's behind, nothing and two. And over those five starts, he had just a 0.31 ERA. It's one earned run in 29 and a third innings of work, and that came in the first outing of the month for him back on June 2nd. It's been four straight scoreless starts as Freeman checks his swing, and they say he went around. It was a late call by Sean Sparling. It was in the dirt, blocked by Enchia. He popped up, tagged Freeman, and that was it. Two gone, a pair of strikeouts. Six now for Garcia. Caber Rodriguez, who went down looking his last time up, that opened the top of the second inning. Gets another look at the left-hander. First pitch, and it's grounded foul down the left field line. Caber last week went 7 for 18, hitting .389, which not only led the Rough Riders, but that average was tied for 6th in all of the Texas League. Had himself a scorching hot start to the series with Corpus Christi. Pitch home, and it misses off the outer edge, a ball and a strike. Cooled off a bit as the series went on, but still hit nearly .400. Across five games. Pitch home. This one chopped on the ground. Left side. A diving Williamson able to come up with it. Long throw across the diamond. In time. What a play defensively from Williamson at the hot corner. He robs Caber Rodriguez likely of extra bases. And picks up out number three for Brandon Garcia. A 1-2-3 frame for Garcia as the Riders go down in order. No runs. No hits. No errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the last of the fourth inning. Locked at zero on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here. When it comes to your home's plumbing, be it a leaking faucet, a running toilet, or a water heater gone cold, no job is too big or too small. Our team of punctual plumbers have the skills to get you out of a jam. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 for $50 off any plumbing repair.
You can tell the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Terms and conditions apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Young, the 2-3-4 batters due up against Steven here in this bottom of the fourth. Rodriguez, the third baseman, in on the grass, and the first pitch runs a bit outside. Left-handed hitting Cole Young. Young is the Mariners' top prospect. And the pitch home is smacked foul back out of play. Still just 20 years old, so Young, one of the youngest players in this Texas League. He waves the bat. The pitch home just misses downstairs. Two balls and a strike. The Mariners picked up Cole Young in the draft just a few years ago in 2022. And he Fouls one back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes. And he's shown a lot of power on all sides of the field. Pitch home. Foul ball. Stays alive. Seven homers, 33 RBI on the season for Coyo. Last year hit 292 at High A Everett. The 2-2 offering home is roped into right center field, and it'll dunk in a base hit. Cole Young is aboard, and for the second time in four chances against Josh Stevens, the Travelers have the leadoff man on. Last time that happened was the first inning when Ben Williamson delivered a double to open that bottom of the first. And then Steven tightened up and picked up three strikeouts in a row. There's Alberto Rodriguez. He bats from the left side. First offering from Steven. Wave and a miss on a pitch down and away. Rodriguez was acquired by the Mariners organization in 2020 at the trade deadline. That was in a trade with Toronto. The big name that went over that side was Taiwan Walker. The pitch home, missed downstairs. And that evens things, a ball and a strike. Rodriguez ranked as the 22nd overall prospect in the Seattle organization. He's 0 for 1 today with a strikeout. Steven looks to first. Young back in safely on a dive. Took Ortiz a bit off the bag. No tag even applied. Steven pauses and delivers. This one chopped to Ortiz at first. He steps on first base for one, and now Young caught in a rundown. Ortiz chasing him back to second now, and he dropped the baseball. Ortiz was hustling back to try to apply a tag to Cole Young, and the ball just popped out of his hand. And that allows Young to avoid the double play. Made a nice play on the ball. Stepped on the bag and delivered a strike to Max Acosta, who was covering second base. And then Young caught in that rundown, and the Travelers catch a break. One away and a runner at second base in Coyo. Here's Hogan Windisch. Steven lifts and delivers. Missed downstairs. Blocked by Johnson. As Zach mentioned, when Hogan Windisch came to the plate the first time, he had quite a week last week. A four-homer game. Also picked up 9 RBI in a 9-4 win. So it was Hogan Windisch offensively. Pitch home. There's the slider. Caught the top of the zone. Ball and a strike on the right-handed hitter. Last week, he led the league with 4 homers, 7 total extra base hits, 11 RBI, and in total bases with 23. The pitch home, and it misses up and away. Advantage goes to the designated hitter. There was a good reason why Windisch was named the Texas League Player of the Week last week. Steven looks to second, now comes home, and nearly hit Windisch with a slider. Windisch held his ground, but it just avoided him. Young at second base with one away. Brock Rodden stands on deck. It's a 3-1 advantage for the right-handed hitting designated hitter. The pitch home, swing and a miss. 3 balls and 2 strikes now.
Stevens set, black glove at the belt. He lifts and delivers. Swing and a miss. He got him. A gutsy pitch from the Riders' right-hander, and he picks up a big out number two. It's strikeout number six to his name in this contest.
The second baseman number four, Brock Rodden.
Now Brock Rodden digs in. He flew out to left his last time up. Steven, a long pause, looks to second, and his first offering to Rodden runs downstairs. Steven with six strikeouts now, just one shy of his season high. And back on May 5th at Corpus Christi, he picked up seven. He rocks and delivers and misses low and away. He has now reached the six strikeout mark on three occasions. We're into July now, so he did it once last month. Steven rocks and fires. There's the slider, called a strike. 2-1 on the left-handed hitting Rodden. Rodden entered today hitting just two ticks below 300 at 298, but hitting 222 at the AA level. Swing and a miss. Oh, with the fastball outside. And Steven pulls even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Looking in, has his sign. That black glove tucked under the left arm. A deep breath from Steven, and he's ready to go. The pitch on its way, and it missed outside. Went to the slider in a 2-2 count, and the count moves full. Just crossing the 65 pitch mark here in the bottom of the fourth. He lifts and delivers. Swing and a miss down in the dirt, blocked by Johnson. He fires to Ortiz at the one bag. Inning over. Back-to-back strikeouts for Josh Steven. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left stranded in the fourth. We head to the top of the fifth, still scoreless here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley rejoins us for the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Road half of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders and Travelers. Neither team has found the scoreboard yet. Here's Josh Hatcher, and the first pitch from Garcia is cut on and missed It's 0-1. Brandon Garcia, in his Double-A debut with four no-hit innings. The Riders have had just two base runners against him. He rocks and fires the 0-1. Hatcher watches down and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Kellen Strom has walked twice. He's the only one who has reached today. Garcia has struck out six over his four innings. He wiggles back and forth, and now the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Hatcher comes up empty on a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Luke mentioned Garcia's July, allowing just one earned run across 29 and a third innings. The success goes back even further than that. 1-2. That's outside. It's two balls and two strikes. He's gone five innings at least in his last 10 games. All of those starts, he's 5-0 with a 0.99 ERA. The pitch is over the heart of the plate with a breaking ball for strike three, and Hatcher is down on strikes.
Yeah, Zach, the key there against Garcia is you have to attack that, or just attack Garcia in general early in the count, because especially lefty on lefty, it's almost impossible to hit that sweeper. It is devastating.
So here's Abby Ortiz, another lefty in the first pitch. Swinging a broken bat, ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Young's got it, throws on the run, and gets him. Great play by Young on a broken bat. A ball squibbing up the middle on the first base side of the second base bag. He made the pick and threw off balance on the run to get Ortiz. And now there are two down.
And speaking of two down, Abby Ortiz has broken two bats now tonight.
So two down in the inning and two bats down for Abby.
Good thing it's a three-game series.
Yeah, exactly. Get some more bats when we go back home. There's Cooper Johnson. And Garcia offers in. Johnson takes high, 1-0. Unfortunately, this lack of offense has been a familiar sight for the Rough Riders early on in ball games. This is now three of the last six games the Riders haven't scored in the first four innings, as the pitch is fouled off the catcher, Anchia. And it's one ball and one strike. Three of the last six games, no runs through four innings. In this case, no hits. Cooper Johnson's been great against left-handed pitching. Has an over 1,200 OPS against lefties this year, and four of his six home runs have come against southpaws. And if there's anybody who you want to break up this no-hitter, it's this guy right here. 1-1. He swings, fouls it back, and he's down in the count 1-2. He has a homer in this ballpark this season, hitting just .215, but a nearly .750 OPS. He's been a good offensive piece for the Rough Riders behind the plate. Garcia ahead, one ball and two strikes with two outs and the bases clear. 0-0 our score in the fifth. 1-2 home. Up high, it's two balls and two strikes. Miss with the fastball. All four pitches have been on today for Garcia. A 2-2. Just a bit low with the sweeper. Three balls and two strikes. A guy who at Texas A&M, his final year there last year, had a over 5.5 ERA. He has been dominant in the minor league so far. Mariners, another pitching gem, as Johnson calls time and steps out. They just keep finding these incredible arms in the draft and turning them into something special. Four of their five at the major league level are homegrown, as the pitch is on the inside corner. Strike three called. Eight strikeouts across five innings for Garcia. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. The Rough Riders getting no hit through five. It's 0-0 to the bottom of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Josh Steven brings us back from break, and he's still on the mound for the Rough Riders. Four strong innings for the right-hander with seven strikeouts. He's allowed just two hits. First pitch to Labrana, and that's low. It's one ball and no strikes. Labrana grounded out to third, his first trip up. It's the left-hander at the plate against Steven. He rocks back and fires. Swinging a ground ball up the first baseline. Fair inside the bag. Pass to diving Ortiz. Labrana rounds first. Heading into second. Osuna's throw not in time. It's a double. Roped down the right side by Labrana. And in scoring position now for the Travelers. All three hits for Arkansas today have come to lead off an inning, but they have not been able to push a run across against Steven. They are 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position today. Ben Ramirez now is struck out looking. Back in the second inning. Left-handed batter. Steven readies and offers in. After a long hold, he pitches. Just inside 1-0. Steven has reverse splits. He's actually been better against lefties than he has against righties this year. One of the biggest reasons for that success against lefties is a good changeup, which has taken good strides this year. The 1-0. Fouled back. One ball and one strike. Slider is still his best pitch, but John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, says more than any year that he has seen Steven, the pitches are getting closer together in terms of how good they all are. The slider used to be by far his best pitch. He readies and deals home. Foul ball on the ground back behind the plate. It's one ball and two strikes. He's ahead again. And today, more than anything, he has consistently been able to work ahead against hitters. Uncharacteristically, three straight first-pitch balls to the last three hitters he's faced, but mostly first-pitch strikes today. He readies, looks back to second, and fires. Just up and away, two balls and two strikes. Steven is still very young for where he is, 22 years old. He won't turn 23 until November. Continue to make good strides. He readies from the stretch. And the 2-2. There's a pop-up out into shallow left center field and back out onto the infield now. Acosta, the shortstop's there, and he puts it away. A one out here in the fifth inning for Jake Anchia. Steven is seeing that pitch count climb. That's usually what a high strikeout total will do. The pitch count now at 73 pitches with one down here in the fifth. Steven's been very good at going deep in games. He's gone five innings or further in seven of his last eight starts. He peers back to second and deals home to Anchia. It's low and away with a changeup. One ball and no strikes. Nothing, nothing, our score. Bottom of the fifth inning. Steven, fantastic in his last three starts. A 1-1 record with a 2.81 ERA in those last three games. Just continuing to dominate today. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Burn the heater right by him. And it's one ball and one strike. Soft breeze blowing in from left field here at Dickey Stevens Park. Seattle Mariners affiliate and the Texas Rangers affiliate going at it for the first game of a six-game set. The pitch. Top of the zone for a strike. 1-2. The cutter there from Steven. Played the first three games here and the last three games at home in this split six-game series. 1-2, flying out to center back in the third. Steven offers. Breaking ball up and in. It's two balls and two strikes. Steven has a season high of 84 pitches. With nobody warming up in the bullpen, they're letting him ride a little bit further than he has gone this year. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. Yeah, the right-hander, the 2-2 to Anchia. And before that, time called, pitch clock violation. Steven says he stepped off. And Sparling said not in time. The count runs full at three balls and two strikes. Sean and Carlos still talking. Sean Sparling, the home plate umpire. Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager. And keep in mind, Sparling has thrown out Carlos this year. This umpiring crew had quite the vendetta against the Rough Riders in Midland. Four ejections in that series. All of them Rough Riders players or coaches. Here's the 3-2. There's a fly ball down the left side. Foul ground. Rodriguez is there. The third baseman makes the catch. So two up, two down after the double. And now Caden Polkovic in the nine hole, the batter.
The center fielder number three, Caden Polkovic.
Those four ejections in that Midland series. One by Sean Sparling, two by Nate Diedrich, and the other by Trevor Matthew. Just very weird situations. First pitch. Polkovic takes up and away, and it's 1-0. He struck out his first time up in the third. Carlos was ejected for arguing an interference call, and then later on, Alex DeGody was ejected in the field at shortstop. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. Outside, 2-0. That was in the same game. And a very quick trigger from Nate Diedrich. Well, in the finale of that series, Abimelech Ortiz tried to turn a single into a double and was thrown out at second and then had some choice words and immediately thrown out by Diedrich. The pitch. Check swing and a miss. He went around. Down and in. It's 2-1. And later in that game, Trevor Matthews, on a check swing call, heard some words from the Rough Riders dugout and did the old "you're gone" without hearing who actually said it. So everyone was kind of looking around saying, who did you throw out? Here's the stretch in the 2-1. That's just outside. It's three balls and one strike. So Dane Acker, who was in the dugout, ended up eating that, and he was thrown out of the game. Hoping there are no heave-hoes here in this series. Three balls and one strike on Polkovic with the runner at second. And the pitch home. Just outside with a backdoor slider, barely missing. He walks Polkovic. A couple close misses there. And Cooper Johnson will go out and be joined by John Goble, the Riders' pitching coach. Looks like the Riders will start to get some action out of their bullpen as well. 83 pitches, one off a season high for Steven. Looks like Robbie Ahlstrom, who's getting his glove on.
Well, Zach, how about this? Leadoff hitters and five trips to the plate against Josh Steven tonight are 3-for-5 with a pair of doubles. Everyone else, 0-for-14, 7 strikeouts, and right there, Polkovic becomes the first player that didn't lead off an inning to reach base, and he does it via the walk. Josh Steven has pitched into some small jams and been able to work out of them. But maybe this one the biggest threat here with 2 aboard and 2 out.
It's been timely pitching tonight for Steven. That's for sure. Here's Ben Williamson. Still scoreless, bottom half of the fifth inning. Williamson at the top of the card, standing in from the right side. He doubled back in the first. Here's the stretch from Steven and the offering in. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove. It's 0-1. Leadoff hitter is doing well against Steven is nothing new. Leadoff hitter is hitting .298 with an .808 OPS this season against Josh Steven. While with runners in scoring position, opponents are hitting .278 against him on the year. 0-1 inside. 1-1. So that number going way down with this one today. The Travelers now 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Steven trying to keep it scoreless and end his outing with an out here on Williamson. 1-1, runners go. Pitch is low. Throw down to second. Johnson nailed him at second base. Polkovic caught stealing on the back end of a double steal. And the Rough Riders are out of the fifth inning just like that. Still scoreless on a perfect throw from Johnson. We go to the top of the sixth next. We'll have some trivia for you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're at the top of the sixth inning and a pitching change for the Arkansas Travelers. What a Double-A debut it was for Brandon Garcia. The 24-year-old goes 5 no-hit innings with 8 strikeouts and 2 walks in his Double-A debut. Here's Luis Curvelo taking over for him. He faces Daniel Mateo to start it. And the first pitch is swung on and hit high and deep into left center field. Polkovic going back, but he's under it. And the center fielder makes the catch. So one pitch, one out for Curvelo in relief. Kellen Strom at the top of the card steps in a nothing-nothing game. 23-year-old Venezuelan making his 27th appearance, all out of the bullpen for Arkansas. Opponents hitting just 159 against him. He has a 3.11 ERA. All right, Luke, you ready for some trivia?
Let's do it.
All right, so Today is July 1st, 2024, right?
It is.
Okay. And the first pitch is a strike to Strom on the outside corner.
Did
at the
I win trivia?
Yes, that's it. That's perfect. You nailed it. Okay, so it's also known as Bobby Bonilla Day, which is, of course, Bobby Bonilla signed a contract with the Mets. The pitch. It's low and outside. It's one ball and one strike, in which every July 1st he gets paid a certain sum of money, over $1 million. It's a widely celebrated holiday, if you will, among baseball fans. The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle that scoots into center field, a base hit. And there's the first Rough Riders hit of the day. It comes courtesy of Kellen Strom, who's reached all three times now for the Rough Riders. And their offense is cooking with Alejandro Osuna stepping in. 0-0 our score, top of the sixth inning. All right, so with that as your background, today's trivia question is, can you name the 10 highest paid players in Major League Baseball by what they are earning this year? The first pitch is a swing and a miss by Osuna, and it's 0-1.
This is a trick. I'm supposed to say Ohtani, but he's not on the list this year, is he?
No, he is.
He is?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was all deferred to the back end or something.
Oh, okay, that's fair. The pitch. That's up and away, and it's one ball and one strike.
Where does he fit on the list?
He is number one at $70 million a year.
That's insane.
Yes.
Does Aaron Judge make the cut?
Aaron Judge is fourth at $40 million a year. The pick. Foul back. Osuna down to the count, 1-2.
Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer is two at $43 million a year.
Justin Verlander.
He is third at also $43 million a year. He gets paid $1 less than Scherzer.
You think they ever have conversations about that?
I'm sure they do. 1-2 on Osuna. Curvelo from the stretch. He deals. There's a high pop-up on the infield. The shortstop, Young, coming in. He calls everyone off, and he puts it away. Two down. Here's Max Acosta.
This is where things get interesting.
Does
Kershaw make the cut?
Kershaw does not. Right-hander on right-hander. The pitch. Swinging a line drive to left center. That one's down for a base hit. Strom on his horse around second. He's into third, and he gets stopped right there. Acosta with a long single into left center, and the Riders have runners on the corners now, and two down. Two hits in the inning against Curvelo, who is giving up just a 159 opponent average this year. And Cody Freeman now comes up with an opportunity to give the Rough Riders a lead with a base hit. Still 0-0 at the top of the sixth inning. Kershaw, by the way, is making just $5 million this year.
Really?
Yeah, according to this website.
I believe it. That's wild. We've got to have some more Dodgers and some more Yankees on here. So Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts is not on the list.
How about...
The first pitch is a strike on the outside corner to Freeman. It's 0-1.
Gerrit Cole.
Gerrit Cole is eighth. $36 million.
I don't really think he's on here, but I'm not going to leave him off. Stanton.
Giancarlo Stanton is 15th.
Okay.
The pitch. Runner goes. There's a fly ball out to right center field. Polkovich coming together with Rodriguez in right. It's Rodriguez, the right fielder, who makes the catch to retire the side in the sixth inning. No runs on two hits. No errors. Two left on for the Riders. They get their first hits today, but fail to score. 0-0 to the bottom of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town Dallas.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Number 21.
We're into the bottom of the sixth inning. Robbie Ahlstrom takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders, spelling Josh Steven. So Steven went five shutout innings, allowing three hits. He struck out seven and walked one. Here's the left-hander's first pitch to Ben Williamson. And he fits it on the outside corner. A strike, it's 0-1. It's the top of the order due up against Ahlstrom, the left-hander out of the bullpen. Let's continue our trivia, shall we? We're looking for the top 10 highest paid players by year in minor league baseball. Pitch is outside and it's one ball and one strike. So most are the money they'll be making this year. Luke, you have most of the top 10. You have 1 through 4. You have 8. And that's it. The pick. That's down and in. Yeah, check swing. He didn't go. 2-1. So I guess you have half of the top 10.
Does Nolan Arenado fit on it?
He is 11. Actually, I'll give it to you. He's tied for 10. It's in alphabetical order here. There are three players tied for 10.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you the other two players he's tied with?
Sure.
As the pitch is fouled away to the right side. It's 2-2. Corey Seager and Steven Strasburg.
Okay. I know there's someone glaring me just right in the eyes that I'm missing.
A couple. I mean, they're all big names.
Oh, for sure.
Except for one player. Not a very big name.
Really?
Correct.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout
is not the small name.
He is not. Seventh. The pitch is fouled at the plate, and it's still 2-2.
Are we looking at both pitchers and hitters?
Yes.
Still on the list? Okay.
Two. Just up and away. Messing with the slider. 3-2. Ahlstrom from the stretch. Payoff pitch to Williamson. Ground ball to the right side. Ortiz backhands. Ahlstrom late getting off the mound. Underhand flip. Just beat him. Ahlstrom slipped on the mound and sprinted over. Just beat Williamson, who dove in head first. One out. Now Cole Young in his scoreless bottom half of the sixth.
Does Carlos Correa fit on him?
He does not. 14. Young 1-for-2 with a single. The pitch. Backs him off the plate, up and in, 1-0.
Jacob DeGrom.
Jacob DeGrom's number 5.
Has been pitching as of late, so didn't come into the mind.
$40 million. 1-0. Foul back. 1-1. Turned out the Rangers didn't need him last year. They certainly could use him this year, though. One offering. Swinging a broken bat roller to the right side. Freeman gobbles it up at second and throws him out. Two away.
All right, start giving me some hints here.
All right.
We're down to the final out of our inning.
Number 6 is a player who is teammates with another player on this list and is decidedly worse than that player.
He's a Dodger, Yankee, Ranger.
First pitch to Rodriguez. Upper edge inside corner 0-1. Some people might consider the worst contract in all baseball. Maybe second worst contract in all baseball. He's an infielder. The pitch is just high. 1-1.
Former teammate of one of the players on the list, or current?
Third baseman. 1-1. That just slips outside. 2-1.
I forgot that Mike Trout was on the list. Anthony Rendon.
Anthony Rendon is sixth.
Yeah, that's
making more money than Mike Trout.
Insane.
Here's the stretch in the 2-1 pitch. This is high, and it's 3-1. The final player on this list, number 9, making almost $35.5 million, has been the worst pitcher in baseball over the last 4 years. Probably the worst contract. The offering. Outside corner is strike. 3-2. He's led the league in losses, led the National League in losses 3 years in a row.
Okay. Is it, I can see him. Patrick Corbin?
Patrick Corbin. Yeah. And he's 1-8 this year. The pitch. There's a fly ball into shallow right field. Osuna got a late jump coming in, slides, and makes the catch. He went back, and now charging in, he was able to slide in and grab it. And we're still scoreless into the top of the seventh inning. You'll hear the voice of Luke Maley on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
You heard it, top of the seventh, still scoreless. No runs on three hits for the Travelers. No runs on two hits for the Rough Riders. They come to the plate in the top of the seventh. Eber Rodriguez digs in. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and most recently a bounce out to third base. Rodriguez digs in for the first time against Curbelo. What a double-A debut it was for Brandon Garcia. Him and Josh Steven went toe-to-toe for five innings. Rough Riders have 5-6-7 due up, and Rodriguez hits the first pitch high in the air into shallow right field. Rodriguez comes in and reaches up to make the play. Okaber Rodriguez flies out to Alberto Rodriguez for the first out of the seven.
That means we have a chance later on this series for Andy Rodriguez to pitch to Alberto Rodriguez to ground out to Caber Rodriguez.
A trio of Rodriguez.
I want it to happen.
Rodriguez is. Josh Hatcher digs in, batting from the left side. He's 0-2. He watches the first pitch, called a strike on the outer edge. Hatcher has gone down both times via the strikeout, both against Garcia, who finished the day with eight in his double-A debut. offering home. Swing and a miss, and Hatcher again finds himself behind, nothing and two. Josh Hatcher has 41 RBI on the year, which still fit in the top 10 in the Texas League. Pitch home. Misses downstairs. Despite no RBI in his last five games, six if you include tonight, and just two in his last 13 games. And that comes on the heels of a stretch which he had seven RBI in just three games. The pitch home. Smacked foul, back out of play. For Hatcher, it's not that he's gone into a massive slump by any means. He's getting on base. But he hasn't exactly been able to drive in runs. A pitch home. Swing and a miss, and Hatcher down on strikes for the third time tonight. First strikeout for Curvelo. Quickly, there are two gone here for Abimelech Ortiz in the top of the seventh. Right-hander slightly closed off. He kicks and delivers to the lefty. Called a strike on the outer edge. Curvelo, an ERA just below three on the season. Pitch home, hit high in the air into deep right center field. Chasing Polkovich back, but he's camped under it and reaches skyward to make the grab. A quick 1-2-3 inning for the Riders offense against Luis Curvelo. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the last of the seventh inning. Still scoreless here in Arkansas.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Logan Windisch opens the bottom of the seventh for the Travelers against the left-hander Robbie Ahlstrom. Robbie enjoyed a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth inning. Featured a pair of ground balls as well as a fly out to right. Left-hander comes set. Lifts that right leg and comes home with a breaking ball. It's called a strike. Windisch 0-for-2 today with a pair of strikeouts. Holding the Texas League Player of the Week crown at the moment. After a really nice week last week. Ahlstrom comes home and this one smacked in the air. High on the right side and twisting well out of play. But Ahlstrom hops ahead. No balls and two strikes. If there was anything that you could say poorly about the week last week for Hogan Windisch, it was the strikeout numbers. And he's down on strikes. Ahlstrom got him with the fastball. Three pitches, and there's one gone in the bottom of the seventh. First strikeout of the outing for Robbie Ahlstrom in the eighth of the day for the Riders pitching staff.
Rodden.
Brock Rodden digs in. He's 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout, both against Josh Steven. Lefty kicks and fires, and he misses upstairs with a fastball. All and no strikes on the right end of hitting Brock Rodden. He's now 4 of 19 at the dish for his first 7 games as a traveler. Waves and misses at an elevated pitch. And Ahlstrom pulls even at 1-1. Rodden hit over 367 games at High A this year. The pitch home, and he sends it back to the screen. A foul ball, 1-2 advantage for Ahlstrom. Rodden, a versatile defender, is the majority of his time at second base, but can play anywhere from second base to the left side of the infield. Ahlstrom kicks and fires the 1-2, wave and a miss, and a pitch in the dirt. Johnson has it blocked and delivers to Ortiz. Two gone, both via the strikeout. Ahlstrom has made quick work here in the seventh. He's faced 5 in his outing and sent them all back to the dugout. Victor Labrada will dig in. Batting from the left side, he doubled his last time up. That's one of just 3 hits today for the Travelers, 1 of 5 in the ballgame. First pitch, breaking ball, just misses at the top. Ahlstrom falls behind the ball and no strike. The 1-0 runs a bit downstairs, making a 2-0 advantage for the left-handed swinger. Labrada joined the Travelers alongside Brock Rodden back on June 25th. And he takes, and that one just misses upstairs again. Ahlstrom, after back-to-back strikeouts, has fallen behind Labrada, 3 balls and no strikes. Ahlstrom ready to go, the pitch home. Called a strike, just caught the top of the zone. Labrada didn't agree. He was headed to first. He had already flung the bat and began taking off his protective gear on that front elbow as well as on the front foot. Has to restrap, grab his weapon, and step back into the box. 3-1 on its way. Swing and a foul tip back into Johnson's mitt, and Ahlstrom is back in this thing. A full count. High A Everett this year. Labrada hit just under 310. The payoff pitch is fouled out of play. Off to the left to home plate.
That's an Edwards Food Giant.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Ahlstrom's faced 5 and sent 5 back to the dugout. Trying to keep that streak alive. Left-hander set at the belt. The payoff pitch on its way, and he just missed outside. Ahlstrom thought it was strike 3. He took a couple of steps towards the Riders' dugout on the third base side, but he issues a 2-out walk to Victor Labrada. That's the first base runner since the fifth inning for Arkansas. And Ben Ramirez will dig in. Ramirez, the first baseman today. He popped out to short his last time up. Also went down looking against Josh Steven as Ahlstrom looks to first. Labrada not fooled, back in standing up. Lefty on lefty matchup. Ahlstrom comes home with a slide step. This one popped up left side in foul ground. Rodriguez running out of room, and he goes barreling into the wall. A foul ball. 0-1 in favor of Robbie Ahlstrom against Ben Ramirez, who's coming off hitting an even 500 last week, going 4-for-8. He's hit in 2 straight, but is 0-for-2 tonight. High leg kick from Ahlstrom this time, and there's a breaking ball called a strike. Nothing in two. Ahlstrom looking for a scoreless seventh inning here in a scoreless ball game. Left-hander looks to first, and he comes home. The 0-2, wave and a miss. He got him. Ahlstrom strikes out the side. He did issue a walk, so it's no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left aboard in the seventh. Through seven here at Arkansas, we are still scoreless. Riders to the plate in the top of the eighth when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Hey, hit records on my demo.
New arm on the hill to face Cooper Johnson here in the eighth inning. It's Peyton Alford who comes on. So Cooper Johnson will get another look at a lefty. 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts against lefties tonight, but he's been really good on the year against left-handers. I mentioned four of his six homers have come against southpaws. Alford's first offering to Johnson just caught the bottom of the zone. Strike one. Johnson hitting .238 on the air against lefties, but has showed off the power. As the pitch home just misses. Rather called a strike. Johnson from the right side, Alford's pitch runs outside. It's Johnson, Mateo, and Strom due up here in this inning, and the Riders would love to get somebody on early for Kellen Strom, who's reached all three times. This one hit a soft fly ball into no man's land on the right side, and it's Rodriguez who makes an underhanded basket-style catch to haul in out number one. So often you see one like that just dunk in for a lazy single. Rodriguez got a good jump on it, came in, called everybody off, and made the catch on the run. One away. Well, Mateo bats now. He's 0-for-2 as he watches a fastball upstairs for ball one. Yesterday, Mateo provided a go-ahead two-run double. That snapped an 0-for-17 skid for him. And marked his only extra base hit in the month. And that Riders win. The pitch home, a breaking ball called a strike. Just caught the bottom of the zone. Pitch comes home and runs off the plate to Mateo. Two balls and a strike. Alford appearing in his 23rd game of the season. Originally from Florence, Kentucky. Played his college ball at Virginia Tech. Another breaking ball called a strike. 2-2. Alford steps off the back of the mound, grabs some rosin, and he's ready to go back to work against Daniel Mateo. The pitch home, swinging a tapper left side. Williamson charging. The third baseman fires low, but in time to retire Mateo. Mateo runs well, and Williamson had to come in to field it on a hop and knew he had to get rid of the baseball quickly. Delivered a bit low to Ramirez at first base. But Ramirez was able to stretch out there and snag it before it hit the dirt. Now here's Kellen Strom, who's 1-for-1 with a pair of walks tonight. Lefty kicks and delivers. Strom takes the called strike. Alford had himself a really good month of June. He made 6 appearances out of the pen, went 1-0 in that span, and didn't allow any runs across 7 2/3. As Strom hits one back up the middle, Rodden shadowed behind the back, bobbled it for a second. The throw to first is still in time. Rodden made it close, fumbling the baseball. But it's a quick 1-2-3, top of the 8th for Peyton Alford. It ends on a ground out off the bat of Kellen Strom. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody stranded in the top of the 8th. We enter the home half of the 8th inning. Riders and Travelers, nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Robbie Ahlstrom is done. It's a right-hander. Skyler Hales making his second appearance out of the pen for the Rough Riders this year. His 22nd overall on the year. First pitch to Anchia is called a strike. Hales goes with a fastball and slider mix, a fastball that runs upwards of 100 miles an hour. He had quite a debut back at Riders Field a couple of days ago. The right-hander kicks and delivers. This one lashed through the hole on the left side. A base hit into left to open the bottom of the 8th. Anchia aboard for the first time tonight. Skyler Hales on the year is 2-0 with a 4.13 ERA. But in his debut with the Rough Riders, went 1 2/3 innings, didn't allow a base runner, and struck out 4. Rodriguez, the third baseman, in on the grass as Polkovich digs in, and the first offering runs downstairs and a bit outside for the left-handed hitting Polkovich. Polkovich 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. He was caught stealing to end that fifth inning. After working the walk, and he waves and misses at a heater. And Hales pulls even at 1-1. And And Chia has his lead at first. Hales a long pause. He kicks and fires and misses upstairs. 2-1. Robbie Ahlstrom, after five scoreless from Josh Steven, came on and worked two scoreless and hitless frames as this one's fouled back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes. He did issue one walk and picked up three strikeouts. We're handing the ball to Skylar Hales, who has this bottom of the eighth inning, still a nothing-nothing ball game. Just six hits combined in this game. Pitch home, and Chia started to go as it's fouled out of play. Chia flinched towards second base, shut things down. Didn't matter as it was sent out of play. Pitch home, swing, and a miss. Hales has strikeout number five as a Rough Rider. And a big out number one in this bottom of the eighth. On top of the card, fourth time through for Arkansas tonight. And Ben Williamson will get his first look at Skylar Hales. Williamson is 1-for-3 today. He doubled in the first trip to the plate for Arkansas in the evening against Josh Steven, but was stranded at second base after the 2-3-4 batters all struck out against Josh Steven. There you have it. Harry Ford. And a pinch run for Jake Anchia. Catcher for a catcher. So Ford now at first base, and the offering home to Williamson is called a strike. There's the slider. It's glided across the outer edge of the plate against the right-handed hitter. Hales delivers and misses a bit away. Ball and a strike. Since that double by Williamson in the first inning, he's grounded out. One to first base and one to second base. The pitch home. He shoots it the other way, but well foul on a line. Crashes into the netting. Alejandro Osuna, the Riders' right fielder, ranges over to the line and hands that baseball to a young fan. Nothing, nothing, our score. Ford at first base. Pinch running for Jake Anchia, who led off the inning with a single. The 1-2, half swing, and he got him. Back-to-back strikeouts for Skylar Hales. Reared back. And delivered a slider a bit upstairs. And here comes Cole Young. He's 1-for-3 today. Strike out, a ground out, and a base hit. Was stranded in scoring position. First offering called a strike. Left-handed hitting Cole Young, the top prospect in the Seattle organization. Hales kicks and fires. Fastball blown by him. Another two-strike count. Cole Young has to shorten up. Hales looking to strike out the side following a leadoff hit. Swing and a miss. He got him. Skylar Hales gives up a leadoff single to Jake Anchia, but then three in a row sat down via the strikeout. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded in the last of the eighth inning. We enter the top of the ninth, still a scoreless ball game, and when we return on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will take over on the play-by-play.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7.05 p.m. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. It's been a battle of a couple inept offenses today. It's nothing-nothing. Into the top of the ninth, and Troy Taylor comes out of the bullpen for the Mariners affiliate and takes over for Peyton Alford, who threw a scoreless 1-2-3 eighth inning. The Rough Riders only have two hits today, both of them coming in the sixth. Kellen Strom and Max Acosta with singles. So Alejandro Osuna faces the right-handed throwing Taylor, the 22-year-old out of Fontana, California. The first pitch is a bunt popped up out to third. Williamson comes in and makes the chest-high catch. Now one pitch, one out here in the ninth inning, and that brings Max Acosta to the plate.
The shortstop number 11, Max Acosta.
Taylor was drafted by the Mariners in the 12th round of the 2022 draft out of UC Irvine. Irvine just about half an hour away from Fontana, California, in the Inland Empire. Just about an hour away from Los Angeles. Here's Max Acosta. First pitch. It's a fastball right down the middle for a strike. It's 0-1. This season, he split time between High A Everett and here in Arkansas. He's been really good in both places. He's been the closer this year for both teams. The pitch. He misses low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. 14 saves and 17 opportunities this year. A 1.72 ERA and 17 outings here with the Travs. He brings it home. Fastball up and away. And it's two balls and one strike. In 15 and two-thirds innings, just 12 strikeouts, but opponents hitting 111 against him. He's allowed just six hits. In 15 and two-thirds innings, no homers. 2-1. Inside corner at the knees for a strike, and we're even at 2-2. Dominant stuff from Troy Taylor. Peers in for his side, dangling the ball in his right hand, and Acosta calls time and steps out. So the Riders with two hits today. Arkansas four hits today, and nobody loosening in the Riders' pen, so we'll see Skyler Hales when we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Taylor ready from the stretch. He fires. Swinging a bounding ball up the middle. The second baseman, Roddins, got it. Bobbles, and he can't complete the play. He bobbled a second time, and it bounced down in front of him. Base hit. So Acosta with his third hit today. The Rough Riders' third hit, I should say. His second hit. And the Rough Riders have a man on the go-ahead run here in the top of the ninth inning for Cody Freeman. Freeman has flied out, struck out, and grounded out. Man aboard. Might put the game in motion here. The first pitch is a fly ball down the right side. It leaks foul out of play, and it's 0-1. Carlos and the Rough Riders have been extremely aggressive in these kind of situations this year. Tie ball game, runner at first. Acosta is 12 for 18 in stolen bases this season. Hasn't been very efficient. He takes his lead. Jab steps out to second. Long hold. And the right-hander pitches. Breaking ball tagged high in the air into left center field. Polkovich on the run. He's under it in the alley. He makes the grab. Two outs. Hitting it in the air into these alleys is not going to get you anywhere. Left center field is one of the deepest parts of any ballpark in the Texas League. And there are two outs here in the top of the ninth inning in a scoreless game for Caber Rodriguez. Right-handed batter against Taylor. He deals. Outside corner, strike one, 0-1. The Riders are 0-2 with runners in scoring position, with both of those at-bats coming in the sixth. Stretch, and the 0-1. Outside, a grunt from Taylor as he delivered that offering off the outside corner. And it's one ball and one strike. This is game one of this six-game split series. We'll have three here, three at home. Ryan Garcia takes the ball for the Rough Riders tomorrow. 1-1, runner goes. It's a breaking ball low. Throw to second. Not in time. Acosta swipes the bag. And the Rough Riders now have a man in scoring position. And a base hit could give them the lead here in the top of the ninth. 13th steal and 19 attempts for Max Acosta. There's that aggressiveness for the Rough Riders. Taking an extra bag. Rodriguez ahead of the count now against Taylor. See if he can get a pitch to hit here. Offering in. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. Rodden after it. He volumes it up. And throws on to first to get him. And the side is retired. So the Rough Riders get a man in scoring position. No runs on a hit. No errors. A run left on. And the Rough Riders and Travelers go to the bottom of the ninth. Nothing-nothing our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nothing, nothing in the bottom of the ninth inning. Skyler Hale is back out on the mound for the Rough Riders, and here's Alberto Rodriguez leading it off for Arkansas. In between innings, they did a little bit of a rally, and the lights here flicker in rhythm to the music, but they turned off the lights and started them to flicker mid-warm-up pitch, and Cooper Johnson missed the ball. First pitch to Rodriguez is over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Luckily, Johnson did not get hurt. It was dangerous. 0-1. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Dangerous to have those strobe lights going when they were warming up in between innings. Rodriguez 0-3, the pitch. A swing and a miss, and a high outside fastball, strike three. Three pitches, and Skyler Hales gets three swings and misses. Four strikeouts for him. There's Hogan Windis. I think it's safe to say Skyler Hales has been a very welcome addition to this bullpen that's already the best in the the Texas League and the second best in minor league baseball. Here's Hogan Windisch, the pinch. Up and in, 1-0. It's been a tough day for Windisch. He's 0-3 with three strikeouts.
Yeah, Zach, for this bullpen, they've got a ton of guys that throw hard. Skylar Hales just adds to that. Another guy that hits 100.
The 1-0 is on the inside corner, a strike with the slider. 1-1. Windisch had four homers last Tuesday. On this Monday, does he have four strikeouts? As the 1-1 just misses low, it's two balls and one strike. Team are tied for the lead on this team with seven home runs, along with Cole Young. 2-1, way outside, three balls and one strike, missing with the slider. Seven combined hits in this game. Arkansas has four. Frisco has three. Hales the 3-1. Swinging a chopper left side. Acosta's got it. A deep short. A long throw across the diamonds. Not in time. He slipped out in shallow left. And if he hadn't have slipped, he might have been able to get him. But just not enough arm to get it across the diamond. A really tough play. Here's Brock Rodden now. The go-ahead run is aboard in the bottom of the ninth inning with one down. If we go to the 10th, Caber Rodriguez would start at second base for the Riders. Rodden 0-3. The pitch. Outside. One ball and no strikes. The radar gun out in right center has been very inconsistent all day. It's probably registered about 15 pitches all night. It said that fastball was at 90. I don't think that's correct. The pitch. And that one is just low. Two balls and no strikes. Hales hit 100 a couple times in his first appearance with the Rough Riders. Right-hander out of Santa Clara. Deals. Up and away. He's behind 3-0. Native of Reno, Nevada. Hales peers over at first. He's got his sign. 3-0. Inside corner for a strike. 3-1. He's ready at the belt, and he deals in the 3-1 to Rodden. Fouled back. Three balls and two strikes. This season, when tied after eight innings, the Rough Riders are 2-2. One of those wins here. 3-2, runner goes, swing and a miss, throw down to second, and they got him! Strike him out, throw him out, double play, we've got free baseball. We go to the top of the 10th inning, tied at nothing-nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River.
Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the 10th inning, still tied at nothing-nothing. The Rough Riders have Kaver Rodriguez starting at second base. Troy Taylor is still out on the mound for the Travelers, and Josh Hatcher starting off the inning at the plate. First pitch home. Swinging a line shot in the left center field. That baby's down into the alley. Rodriguez around third, and he gets the wave home. Young, the throw to the plate, not in time. First pitch of the top of the 10th inning. Josh Hatcher doubles home Rodriguez. Riders lead 1-0. Well, that was fast.
The first base is number 16, Nicolai Ortiz.
Josh Hatcher jumping all over that first pitch. And here's Abimelech Ortiz. Ortiz 0 for 3 today. Stretching the pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the first baseline. Foul. Just barely foul. 0-1, nearly back-to-back doubles on back-to-back pitches. Riders are playing in their fifth game in extra innings this year. They are 2-2 in extras. And Arkansas is playing in their seventh extra inning game. They're 5-1 in extras with their only loss coming to the Rough Riders here in this building in April. They have two walk-off wins this season. The pitch is just outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Taylor looks in. He's got his sign. And the pitch home. Inside on Ortiz. It's two balls and one strike. The Riders getting on the board with the RBI double from Hatcher. And as always, you want to score multiple runs in extra innings. You don't want to finish after just one. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1. And that one is low, and it's three balls and one strike. Rough Riders had Liam Hicks go out to the bullpen in right center in between innings from the dugout. Maybe trying to get two guys up and warming. The 3-1, swinging a foul back off of the catcher and Chia. Or excuse me, that's now Harry Ford back behind the plate. The pitch ran for Anchia back in the eighth inning. Usually you think get one guy up if you have the lead and one guy up if it's tied. Well, now you have the lead on the first pitch, and so Tyler Owens is loosening. 3-2, Hatcher takes off for third, pitch is low and away, throw down to third, not in time, and skips away, and Hatcher thought about going to home, but it just skipped away about 10 feet, and he hustles back in to the third base bag. So a stolen base for Hatcher and ball four on Ortiz, runners on the corners now for the Rough Riders. Hatcher with his 10th steal, and time called, and the pitching coach, Michael Peoples, exits the dugout, and he'll go have a chat before Cooper Johnson steps to the plate with runners on the edges and nobody out. And now you're in a situation where Cooper Johnson can lift one into the outfield and hopefully make it a 2-0 game here in the top of the 10th inning. This game was scoreless going into the 10th, and on the first pitch of this 10th inning, Josh Hatcher with an RBI double. You also have to be aware, if you're Arkansas, of the safety squeeze. This is certainly a situation that you might see it, especially with Johnson's big swing and miss. It's a big part of his game. He could lay down a bunt here as well. Corners are in. Up the middle, they're about halfway on a hard hit ball, though, trying to turn two. So we'll see what happens here with runners on the corners and nobody out. 1-0 Riders, top of the 10th. Taylor delivers. No bunt shown. He takes a fastball for a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. We have Daniel Mateo in the 9th spot on deck. Johnson is 0-3 with 2 strikeouts and a flyout today. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Burned it right by him with a fastball. It's 0-2. Now definitely not a bunting situation for Johnson. Trying to put the ball in play here. If they do turn a double play, the Riders will score a run, and they will certainly be happy with that. You can put up 2 in extra innings. 0-2. That's up high. A check swing. He didn't go. 1-2. Tyler Owens continues to loosen in the Frisco bullpen out in right field. Nobody throwing in the Arkansas bullpen in right. 1-2. Fouled away to the right side. It's still 1-2. Johnson behind in the count. Williamson creeps in at third. 1-2. Fouled straight back. He stays alive. Right on it. 1-2. Hatcher has good speed at third, better than Ortiz, especially at first. If Johnson were to power one into the alley, though, he might be able to score. 1-2. That's low and outside with a breaking ball. 2-2. This will be the 7th pitch upcoming to Cooper. He's got a really impressive game tonight. Shutout baseball through 9. 2-2. There's a fly ball into center field. Should be deep enough. Polkovich backtracking a couple steps. He makes the grab. Hatcher tags. Ortiz tags from first. Bluffs back to the bag. Hatcher comes in to score, and it's 2-0. Cooper Johnson gets the job done. A sacrifice fly, and the Riders are out in front by a pair here in the 10th. Really good at-bat for Cooper Johnson. A sac fly to center field. And now a runner at first and 1 down here in the top of the 10th inning, and that's that big key getting an extra tally in this top of the 10th inning. Here's Daniel Mateo and the pitch. Mateo watches for a strike in the outside corner with a fastball, and it's 0-1. In the bottom half of this 10th inning, Brock Rodden will start at second base, and Victor Labrada will be the first batter against Tyler Owens. The 0-1 outside. 1-1. Riders hopefully not done quite yet. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander pitches. Mateo swings and hits it foul off the end of the bat, squibbing back behind home. It's 1-2. You go back to that game here in Arkansas, in which the Rough Riders won in extra innings. And the Rough Riders scored 4 in the top of the 10th inning in that one as the pitch is swung on and missed. Runner going down to second. Ortiz caught stealing. It's a double play. Strike him out, throw him out. Ortiz 0-3 in stolen bases now. Caught stealing 2-4. So we go to the bottom of the 10th inning. The Riders strike for 2 runs on just 1 hit. No errors. And nobody left on base. Tyler Owens out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Riders leading 2-0 to the bottom of the 10th on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Right.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, here we go to the bottom of the 10th inning. The Rough Riders leading 2-0, and Tyler Owens is out on the mound for Frisco. Riders with an opportunity to take the first game in this six-game series, split between home and here in North Little Rock. And the Rough Riders turn to Tyler Owens for the save.
Taking off for the Travelers, left fielder number 22, Victor Rana.
So as we mentioned, Brock Rodden starts at second. Victor Labrada starts at the plate, left-handed batter. Normally you might see a bunt in this kind of situation, but you're not going to see a bunt because it is not a tie game or a one-run deficit. They trail by two. They don't want to give up outs. The offering. That's low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes from Owens, who comes at you with a fastball, cutter, and splitter three-pitch mix. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Outside on another fastball. And it's two balls and no strikes. Right-hander deals home, swing and a miss, 2-1. Another fastball at the bottom of the zone. Two balls and one strike. Today, Labrada has doubled and walked. He's 1-for-2. Owens offers in, down in the dirt, miss with a splitter. Three balls and one strike. Skylar Hales was fantastic, striking out five across two shutout innings. And now handing the ball to Owens. Back-to-back fireballers out of this Rough Riders bullpen. The 23-year-old ready from the stretch. He deals the 3-1. It's fouled back. It's now 3-2. Nicola, Florida native. Came over in the J.P. Martinez trade in the offseason. 2.55 ERA this season. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's still 3-2. Working for his fifth save on the season with the Rough Riders. 24 2/3 innings, 25 strikeouts. He's had some problems with walks. From the stretch, a 3-2. Bottom of the zone, strike three called. Tyler Owens with the strikeout. One away. Ron remains at second base. Riders leading 2-0 here in the top of the 10th. Ben Ramirez bats now. He's 0-for-3. Left-handed batter. Owens deals. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs with the heater. It's 0-1. Arkansas had singles in the 8th and 9th innings, but could not push a run across. 0-1. Foul back. The left side hits the facing on the sweet level, and it's 0-2. Rod remaining at second base. The Rough Riders play with a pull side shift on their infield. Here's the 0-2. Outside. Ball and two strikes. Ramirez 0-3 with the two strikeouts today. And the 1-2. Soft roller, foul back behind home. Still one ball and two strikes. Riders being out hit 5-4 in this game, but they have the lead where it matters in the run column. Looking to go to 3-2 in extra inning games. Already with one strikeout, Owens delivers. And a ground ball foul back behind home. It's still one ball and two strikes. These two teams will play tomorrow here at Dickey Stevens Park. Ryan Garcia will take the ball, a 6:35 first pitch against Danny Werchanski. A phenomenal story. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Swinging a foul again on the ground back behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Werchanski playing in his first professional season after playing independent baseball. So he'll be the mound opponent for Ryan Garcia tomorrow. One ball and two strikes still, four straight foul balls. The pitch. Fouled back again on the ground, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Heck of a battle here between Ramirez and Owens. Josh Stevens started this game for the Riders, went five shutout. And Robbie Ahlstrom and Skylar Hales, and now Tyler Owens, who readies and delivers in the 1-2. Just low with the splitter. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Two balls and two strikes. Shortstop Acosta playing behind the second base bag in the shift. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Cutter down and in for strike three. Swung over the top of it. Ben Ramirez down on strikes, and Arkansas is down to their final out. Here's Harry Ford, the number two prospect in the Mariners organization, and John Goble jogs out of the dugout. He's going to go chat the scouting report with Cooper Johnson and Tyler Owens. Ford pinch ran back in the eighth inning. He's now coming up for his first at-bat, and Goble's just going to make sure that they know how to pitch Ford. Goble does such a good job with the scouting reports, making sure that he knows and all of his pitchers and catchers know every single hitter that they're going to face. They have their advanced meetings before the game. They go over every situation, and it's one of the reasons why the Rough Riders have been so successful on the pitching side this season. It is John Goble's hard work. One of the hardest working pitching coaches you'll see. So he's back to the Riders' dugout. Two outs, runner at second. Riders leading 2-0, bottom of the 10th inning. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander deals. Ford watches down and away. Johnson blocks 1-0. Ford hitting 254 on the season with five homers. 752 OPS. He has the second most doubles on the team with 14. He also has 21 steals. He can run a little bit. Digs back in from the right side. Owens the 1-0. Fouled away to the right side, 1-1. Two outs, runner at second, bottom 10, 2-0 Rough Riders. This has been a really well-played ball game between these two teams to open up this series. Owens looks in for his sign and now steps off. Cooper Johnson jogs out. We'll have a chat with his right-hander. to make sure they're both on the same page. You don't want to make a mistake to Ford. Owens, a ferocious competitor. He readies from the stretch, 1-1 on Ford. He deals. Low and outside with the cutter. Two balls and one strike. He's thrown 19 pitches in this inning already. Rodden has not moved from second base. Does not want to make the final out at third. The pitch. Swinging a line drive to left center field. Mateo coming in. He makes the catch, and the Riders win. Frisco takes the opener of this six-game series, 2-0 in 10 innings. The Riders unable to score through the first nine. They win it in 10. Fantastic pitching tonight, allowing just 5 hits. In shutout baseball, Josh Steven went 5, Robbie Ahlstrom 2, Skylar Hales 2, and Tyler Owens with his 5th save on the season. Riders win it 2-0. Luke Bailey has your postgame next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Riders take a pitcher's duel here in game one of this six-game set on the road. The first three being here in Little Rock, Arkansas. The last three of the series on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of July being back home at Riders Field in Frisco. A scoreless game all the way to extra innings. Josh Hatcher on the very first pitch of the top of the 10th inning. Delivers the go-ahead RBI double. He later came around to score on a sacrifice fly by Cooper Johnson. The Riders get it done 2-0. 2 runs on 4 hits. No errors for Frisco. No runs on 5 hits. And 1 error for the Travelers. The winning pitcher tonight, Skylar Hales, made his 2nd appearance in a Riders uniform. And what did he do? He earns win number 2 in a Riders uniform. Troy Taylor tagged with the loss, his 3rd of the season. He is 1-3 on the year. And then Tyler Owens came on, just closed the door on the Travelers, picking up save number 5 for him on the year. Riders win it 2-0. You look at the offensive performances, there's really not all that much. Kellen Strom went 1-for-2 and reached a pair of times via the walk. Max Acosta led the way with a pair of base hits. Josh Hatcher had the big one, and that's all 4 hits for the Riders. Cooper Johnson, I mentioned, had the other RBI with the sacrifice fly there in the top of the 10th. The story of the day was the pitchers. Josh Steven went 5 scoreless 3-hit innings, issuing just 1 walk and punching out 7. Handed the ball to Robbie Ahlstrom. He picked up where Steven left off. 2 innings of scoreless and hitless baseball. The only base runner he allowed was via the free pass, and he struck out 3. Skylar Hales showing why he's such a great addition to this Rough Riders bullpen. He went two innings of two hits, scoreless baseball, no walks, with five strikeouts. Tyler Owens closed the door in the ninth, going 1-2-3 with a pair of punch-outs in that bottom of the 10th. The Rough Riders on the mound tonight, 17 strikeouts over the Travelers. Josh Steven led the way with seven, followed by Skylar Hales, five. And then on the other side for Arkansas, Garcia in his Double-A debut pitched five no-hit innings. The only base runners he allowed was two walks that he issued to Kellen Strom. He struck out eight, and then they wrapped things up. What an impressive performance. The Rough Riders mentioned 17 strikeouts tonight. That's a new single-game high on the season. They did 16 back in May against Amarillo. This time, 17. What a performance on the hill for the Rough Riders. What a win. They win it in extra innings, 2-0, courtesy of Josh Hatcher's RBI double to put the Riders in front. They take it 2-0, game one of the series. We'll talk about game two when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Dickie Stevens Park after a 2-0 win for the Riders in 10 innings. A win for them. They improved to 5-2 in this second half. Arkansas dropping to 4-3. The Riders now 49-27. They'll go for win number 50 on the season tomorrow. A 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Ryan Garcia gets the ball for the Rough Riders. Garcia 5-4 with a 4.37 ERA. He has pitched once against these Arkansas Travelers. He did take the loss, going five innings of three-run, four-hit baseball. He issued four walks and struck out two. He goes toe-to-toe tomorrow with Danny Werchanski, who on the year is 4-3 with a 3.05 ERA. He's also taken on the Rough Riders, and he also took a loss. He went four innings, surrendering two runs on four hits, two walks with four strikeouts in a loss earlier this year. Overall, Ryan Garcia mentioned the 5-4 with a 4.37 ERA. You look back at what he's done as of late. In the month of June, he went 1-2 with a 4.22 ERA and is coming off maybe his worst start of the month. He went six innings of three earned run baseball, four total runs on five hits, two walks, and four strikeouts. So not too bad for Ryan Garcia. He's gone at least six innings in back-to-back starts. He looks to add to it tomorrow against the left-hander Danny Werchanski. That wraps us up here from Dickie Stevens Park. The Riders get it done 2-0 in 10 innings. On behalf of my partner Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight. Thanks for spending your Monday night with us, and we'll hope to catch you back here from Arkansas at 6:35 p.m. tomorrow night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!